Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
William Carey University Athletics.
Every sport you find exciting.
Crusader Talk.
Crusader Talk.
And my own.
This is Crusader Talk.
Crusader Talk.
We're covering everything William Carey University Athletics. From the field to the court and the diamond. On Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com. Now, here's your host, Ben Milam.
Whoa, wait, hold the phone. This isn't Ben Milam. This is Caleb Hamill, but it is Crusader Talk here on a Monday night in the Hattiesburg area. Glad that you could join us here from our Hattiesburg Super Talk Network studio. My name is Caleb Hamill, along with Josh West, here for a great, brand-new summer edition of Crusader Talk. Little programming note. We promised you last week that we were going to talk about the athletic year as a whole, get a whole big recap under our feet as we issue in this new wave of summer programming. We're going to delay that by one more week. DJ Pulley had a conflict, but also had a bunch of conference meetings over the last week, so we have a lot to catch up with him, as well as recapping the entirety of the 2022-2023 athletic year. So instead of that, tonight we have a little bit of an introduction of nuance in Crusader athletics, as the William Carey Athletics World will be welcoming in two new programs, three total if you want to split the men and women, but we'll have competitive cheer, men's swimming, and women's swimming added to the docket of athletics in the 2024-2025 athletic year. So a little time to build up, but that's what you expect when you build new programs. And we are privileged to have the coaches of both competitive cheer and the swimming programs on the air today. And first, we want to introduce to you the head coach of William Carey's new competitive cheer program, Laura Lightsey. Laura, welcome to the program today.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
All right. So to give people an introduction into your background, you've been on the scene in competitive cheer for a while. You've done high school at Gulfport and Oak Grove. You have a history of cheer even beyond that as well. Tell us a little bit about how you got started in competitive cheer from the beginning.
Okay, well, actually, I was a competitive gymnast growing up, and then I became a competitive dancer. And so after that, I went to college and became a competitive cheerleader at Jones Junior College, or Jones College now. And then I went on to the University of Mississippi to be an Ole Miss Rebel. So we didn't compete there. So I went ahead and tried out for the Rebel at Dance team and was able to be a competitive dancer at the University of Mississippi. So competition is definitely part of growing up. I have a competitive dancer daughter, so our family's very competitive in the cheer and even dance world. Of course, I coached at Gulfport High School, and then my last coaching position was at Oak Grove High School. I've stepped out for about the last 8 years, and it was taken over by a wonderful coach who has continued the success of that program. However, with my children getting older, I'm ready to step back into that competitive side of myself, and just totally excited to start this new competitive cheer program at William Carey University.
And when I think of competitive cheer, I'm thinking about, as you said, gymnastics, the tumbling. You've got to have competitors that have a little bit of a mental edge, a little toughness about them. But there's so much strength training that goes involved with that. It's like a combo sport. Talk about the year-round event that this is and just how big this has gotten.
It is truly all year long. Competitive cheer, it has become where I'm always asked, is cheerleading a sport? And my response is no, but competitive cheerleaders are athletes. They have to have nutrition training. They have to have strength and conditioning training. The mental strength that a cheerleader has to have, because one girl is depending on what three other girls do to be successful at the exact same time. And it is just, it's something that you cannot stop training for. And that's something that you have to look at the girl. Are they going to be able to maintain their academics as well as the time that it does take to be a competitive cheerleader?
Mm. And for competitive cheer at the college level, this is going to be a little different, because it's different in one respect because they're older, they're, you know, more experience in just life in general. But there's a huge step that's different between high school and college athletics, especially in the competitive cheer world. Tell us about how different it is.
It is. It's very different. In high school, you are representing your school, and you do some stuff, whereas at the university level, you're sometimes the face of the university. Mm. And although you are an athlete, you're also, like I said, you're the face of the university a lot of times. And so they have to be able to put on multiple different hats. Also, at the college level, you're on your own to some degree. You know, it's a brand new, you don't know a lot of times, sometimes you'll know the other athletes, but a lot of times you won't. So you're starting from ground zero with girls that you maybe don't trust yet, that you have to build that trust to be able to be successful.
Well, and you mentioned, we've already touched on the year-round strength training, the tumbling, the multiple things that go into it. Well, then I'm thinking about, like, in my mind, Olympic-type scoring, where you go out and compete for championships. We're going to be talking swimming later, so we'll be talking about the relays. We'll be talking, you know, backstroke, freestyle, things that people have watched in the Olympics. From a standpoint of what fans can expect now of this sport, and I know it will grow rapidly now that it is here in our area coming up this fall and spring, how are we going to be able to take this in as fans and be able to cheer for the Satyrs?
Well, just watching what the girls can do. I mean, you see a girl fly through the air and somebody catch her, it catches your eye. Even a lot of times your fans, as a cheerleader, you may do the simplest skill, and it is amazing. The fans love it. So that's something that I'm excited about. There are a lot of competitive cheer programs in the area that are very successful at our junior colleges and so forth. So bringing it to that university level here in the Hub City it's going to be great. Just to see, like I say, kids flying through the air and putting it on a bigger level.
You know, I'm hoping that we get to see some exhibition performances maybe at Clinton Gym for a couple weekends or so in the days and years to come. Coach Lightsey, a new coach for competitive cheer at William Carey, will begin that season in 2024 to 2025. So you have a little bit of time to build on this program. This is going to be a two-parter right here. One, walk us through what it was like talking to both DJ Pulley and Dr. Burnett in even pursuing adding this program. And what are the biggest hurdles for you as a coach in building that here in the early stages?
Well, it's brand new. You know, we do have a spirit team. We do have a cheer team right now that is more of a spirit team, and we're going to continue that as well. We're not going to get rid of that. We are going to continue that. But right now it's stepping out and finding those girls that do have the high-level skills to be able to be competitive. Of course, we have some amazing cheerleaders from Oak Grove, Summerall, Purvis, Petal. We have lots of junior colleges, Jones College, Pearl River, to be able to pull from those different aspects.
No, and to follow on that, you get a microphone here to be able to talk to people that might be listening right now that are turning up the radio, that are falling out of their seat because it's an opportunity in their backyard to continue their career. Or you've got somebody that's, you know, sophomore, junior in high school right now, mom or dad are listening, and this is what they have been begging for in this area. Coach Pulley talked about just falling in love with your vision. We've got a couple of minutes left in this segment. Share with us as briefly as you can that vision that has you so excited.
Well, I just want to allow these girls to continue their success at the junior college level and at the high school level, because again, like I said, this area has some amazing athletes, and I just want to be able to bring them into an amazing university that can offer them academically multiple different areas, from music to medicine and all sorts of different stuff. And then they can also continue their athletic career as a cheerleader and keep that competitive edge that a lot of these students, if they can keep that competitive edge through college, I feel like they do better because that's what they're used to in their academic career.
So pull back the curtain for us just a little bit. How long has this been in the works for William Carey?
It's been in the works for about 6 months.
Wow.
So that I know of. I just came on the scene and I got connected. I had worked with Dr. Burnett before through coaching cheer at Oak Grove High School. So he was familiar with the way I like things done and my drive to not only be competitive and quote unquote win, but also just make well-rounded athletes, make well-rounded citizens, and just be an avenue for girls to be successful.
Well, if there's one thing we know about William Carey, it's we know that they are a lot of well-rounded, not just athletes, but well-rounded individuals as well. It's the greatness of what William Carey pursues as a university, whether it's their education, their spiritual journey throughout college, and also the athletic world as well. And in speaking on the philosophy of William Carey right now, if there's one thing that supersedes a lot of everything else William Carey is known for, it's the fact that they are expanding rapidly, and that's applying right now to the athletic world. Coach Lightsey, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you having me.
All right. As the sun peaks out, what is that thing out there? I haven't seen that in a while here in Hattiesburg.
Sunshine.
Oh, goodness. We've got a little bit more to come here on Crusader Talk. We got a little bit of talk with new NAIA policies, but also going to talk to the new coach, Coach Gonzalez, of men's and women's swimming for William Carey. As we have one more note for you, for folks that are tuning in, listening, wondering what the news update is on Southern Miss baseball, they do have a new first pitch time scheduled for 9:06 p.m. That's 9:06 Central Time that game will begin. So we'll continue with Crusader Talk in a moment. This is Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3.
William Carey University is committed to making college affordable for you and your family. Starting in fall 2023, that means low tuition, high scholarships, an average of 40% higher, and free textbooks for all undergraduate students. Discover your scholarship possibilities at www.wmcarey.edu/makingcollegeaffordable. That's www.wmcarey.edu/makingcollegeaffordable.
You're tuned in to Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
Back with more here on Crusader Talk here on a Monday night. Glad to have you with us here on the radio or online at supertalkhattiesburg.com. You can also catch this on demand wherever you get your podcast. Just search Crusader Talk, and you'll find the Crusader Athletics logo, and you can click on it and catch all of our episodes, past, present, and the ones to come in the future. Caleb Hamill, Josh West here with you on this Monday night. Had a great conversation with Coach Laura Lightsey. If you missed that, check it out on the podcast, which will be released later tonight. We waste no time in getting that put online.
Within 15, 20 minutes of us going off the air, it'll be online. One thing about Coach Lightsey, though, she was talking about all the junior college cheer teams and all that. I know it's competitive. I lived under a group of Jones College cheerleaders in an apartment complex.
So you heard them stomping all night long practicing their routines, I'm sure.
All night long. To the point that I would go up and bang on the door and say, look, I got kids trying to sleep. So, it was one of those deals.
Oh, bless it. I forgot to mention, Will Tony, our producer here inside the studio. Glad to have you with us as well, Will.
Glad to be back.
Yeah, you took a week off.
I did.
When we recapped the World Series. That was a good show. But
and speaking of the podcast, that's exactly how I listened to y'all last week to know what you did.
Oh, okay. Glad you're back in the studio, though. It was not the same without you. Michael Mergens did a good job. We acknowledge Michael for all that he does across Super Talk Hattiesburg and Laurel.
Yes.
From the operations perspective, man wears many hats. All right. To kind of wind back in, just recapping that interview with Coach Lightsey, I cannot imagine going into a university and founding a program of any kind, whether it's competitive cheer or any other sport. That's a tall task.
Well, and I wanted to put it in fall, this immediate fall, spring, but she's got another cycle. So that's going to give her a little bit of time. Mm-hmm. But as you said, that is something where it's going to be a little bit of a trial and error. It's going to be a little of a feeling out process and just kind of learn as you go. But time is on her side right now. But if we know what the last year or so has felt like, time is going to fly.
It does. It flies on this one-hour radio show as well. And for Coach Lightsey and company, they've got a lot of work ahead of them. But as you said, it'll all come into place, and again, it'll fly right by. So we'll have another conversation with a coach that's founding a program as well. That's Coach Robert Gonzalez. He'll join us in the third segment of our program. As Coach Lightsey mentioned, she's part of our our competitive cheer program. That will compete in the SSAC, Southern States Athletic Conference. They do compete and have a championship event for competitive cheer. Meanwhile, we'll reference this later, but the swimming program will actually be part of the Sun Conference, similar to how beach volleyball came into being at William Carey. They have to compete in a different conference just because the SSAC doesn't have enough teams to warrant having that tournament and different conference action. So we'll talk about that here in a little bit. Big news dropped earlier in May that we really didn't get a chance to talk about because there was so much postseason ball going on, or late season baseball and softball at that. But the NAIA has changed recruitment bylaws effective May 16th of 2023. And the short of it is this. For the past little while, whenever the NCAA founded the transfer portal, the NAIA had been mimicking the other NCAA programs in that they could not initiate contact with student athletes of different programs unless they were already in the transfer portal. That's the whole communication and coaches rules that are centered for NCAA schools. The NAIA, by courtesy and by fairness, said, well, we'll adhere to the same rules the NCAA implements. Well, what's happened is the NAIA has become disadvantaged because the NCAA can reach out to NAIA athletes, and the NAIA can't reach out to NCAA athletes unless they're in the transfer portal. So what has happened is the NAIA has said, forget it, this is an all-out war, and said, it doesn't matter if you're in the transfer portal, if you're in the middle of a season or an off season, if you're a student athlete and you're not a part of an NAIA program, we can contact you. And this, I know this sounds like it's just bad blood and fighting back and forth between the NAIA and NCAA, but when you look at how certain programs in the NCAA have benefited from the transfer portal, look at Southern Miss basketball. Could you imagine Southern Miss basketball this season without the transfer portal?
No, not at all.
No, you can't, because the transfer portal has glorified that program into something that is amazing to watch, competitive, and in its first year in the Sun Belt Conference, you know, took it by storm. And so now you look at where teams like William Carey in the basketball aspect, they're able to get a couple guys that wanted to transfer out of NCAA programs. But at the same time, teams like William Carey across the NAIA board are losing players left and right. You look at people from Loyola that have transferred to SEC schools to play basketball just a year removed. And I said earlier, it's not 100% bad blood, because this is probably more likely what's going to happen with NAIA schools being able to contact these athletes now. More than likely, the scenarios that will play out are NAIA athletes, let's take it in their freshman year, transfer to an NCAA school because they want to jump up to that next level. They want to be that D1 athlete. And things just don't work out. Well, when they don't work out, the NAIA schools are going to be like, you would be great for our program down here, but they can't even maintain a relationship with this player unless they're in the transfer portal, except now under these new rules. They can now maintain that relationship as if they were a recruit during high school the whole way. Not necessarily in a malicious way, but just to keep their name fresh in the mind of a student athlete to say, you can always fall back on us.
You've got to embrace it. So as Southern Miss has embraced it, you're going to see potentially a Southern Miss have a player. It's for example, a team that's just right down the road in a Southern Miss that had a player that goes to Florida. Mm-hmm. But for all those players that leave, you're going to have players that you catch the revolving door, so to speak. It swings back around. Or almost think of like the turnstile in some of the old hotels where it's always spinning. Mm-hmm. Bring them back around, as you just mentioned, too. Or you're going to have all these players that you didn't have a relationship with that are Division I type players. They're there for a couple of years, 3 years. Maybe they redshirted one of those years. They've still got 1, 2, 3 years of eligibility remaining. They finally decided academically what they want to do in their career.
Right.
And they see William Carey as a viable opportunity. So I think William Carey is sitting here in a hotbed of talent right here just off the Gulf Coast, right here, right, what do we call it, the hub city, right in the center of all the mm-hmm. spokes on the wheel. What a perfect location for, and not necessarily, we're talking Division One. What about the Division Two? What about the Division Three? What about all these athletes all around the country that could end up at a rising university like William Carey? William Carey is now, with these new rules, poised to really take advantage.
And Caleb, like you said, it's not necessarily bad blood, but it sort of comes down to survival of the fittest.
Yes.
It puts Carey it puts NAIA in a position to be able to survive this. Now, what does it say concerning NIL or anything like that? Was that even addressed?
It wasn't, not in this section. I mean, if the NAIA wanted to address NIL, I'm sure that would be in a different section of bylaws. But if we're being honest, I don't know of really any athletes in the NAIA that would maybe constitute NIL deals.
Right.
I would think maybe some soccer athletes that may want to offer lessons. I'm really not privy to all the rules and regulations with NIL in the NAIA world. But all that said, I think you hit the nail on the head there, Will. It's
being able to maintain the playing field. A competitive edge.
Yes.
You know? Being able to stay competitive.
And look at where William Carey right now. We're talking about William Carey adding programs. We're talking about William Carey hosting regionals, conference championships, competing for national championships.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a William Carey program that right now has a ton of momentum, and so this is they are going to, we're talking about it right now, they're going to be the overnight, I'm holding up air quotes in the studio, the overnight success story that has been 10, 15, 20 years in the making with DJ's vision and the quality of people that he is putting around them, mm-hmm. and the way that entire athletics program is kind of feeding off one another, and the type of athletes, the type of high character people that are in that program, sky's the limit.
And when you look at the individual national champions that we've already had in sports,
indeed.
Like
indeed.
Track, you know. Yep.
Lena May comes to mind right there.
You know, it's huge.
Yeah. So William Carey, as we've already established, and we'll talk a lot about it next week in our athletic year recap show, William Carey has shown their competitiveness at a national level. It's not just in Hattiesburg. It's not just in the SSAC. This is something that carries on, pardon the pun, to a level beyond just Mississippi, to where William Carey baseball is in Lewiston, Idaho for the World Series. Their golf team is competing for not just conference championships, but also for national championships. Tennis as well. Softball just on the outside looking in this year, but has a history of playing in the national tournament.
Yeah, they'll be right back.
They're about to be right back in it. No doubt about that one. I'm positive in the success that William Carey softball has had and will continue to have. They're just barely on the outside looking in. And so with that, William Carey now has a bit of an advantage that they didn't have in the previous few years as far as it relates to athletes and recruiting throughout the year with NCAA teams. We'll get to talk to some of those, not recruits, but new signees for William Carey during the summer as well. Coach Garriga of women's basketball has not kept the pavement hot in this offseason. Look forward to maybe hearing from her and also some of the people that she's brought into William Carey. But on the other side of this timeout, we'll get to talk to Robert Gonzalez about this new swimming program that's coming to William Carey. More on that coming up on Crusader Talk.
William Carey University is committed to making college affordable for you and your family. Starting in fall 2023, that means low tuition, high scholarships, an average of 40% higher, and free textbooks for all undergraduate students. Discover your scholarship possibilities at www.wmcarey.edu/makingcollegeaffordable. That's www.wmcarey.edu/makingcollegeaffordable.
Talking everything William Carey University Athletics. This is Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
Rolling right along into the third segment of Crusader Talk. Glad to have you with us on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and online, supertalkhattiesburg.com. Caleb Hamill, Josh West, and Will Tony, and a new special guest on the program for the first time. We got to introduce to you the head coach for men's and women's swimming, a new athletics program at William Carey, head coach Robert Gonzalez. Coach, welcome into the program.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Well, coach, We kind of alluded to it with Coach Lightsey earlier, but I'm sure it's kind of a whirlwind to not only enter the university scene, but also to just found a program from the ground up. But you have a pedigree as it relates to swimming in the state of Mississippi. And tell us a little bit about how you have been able to see some of the best of the best athletes in this state compete in the pool.
Yeah, you know, I've been around the sport of swimming really since I was born. My dad, of course, was a swim coach also. I grew up primarily most of my life over in Columbus. And between being a swimmer, you know, student athlete, you know, growing up through high school and then becoming an assistant swim coach, head swim coach, been in multiple cities around the state, but always being inside the state of Mississippi, you know, you just kind of, you know, really get to know, especially for a smaller state, you know, you just get to be able to build a family around even people that you would be, that you were considered being, you know, opposition, being able to grow around them and being able to be, you know, a competitor around them, both in the coaching scene and in the pool. And it's just something that I've been a huge part of my life, and to see it potentially expand now into what we're doing here is something that I just could not say no to. I'm really excited about where this is going, and we're going to do everything we can to make sure that this is a program that is going to be, you know, moving forward every single year.
Coach Gonzalez, Josh West here. You mentioned the relatively smallness of the state of Mississippi, but certainly the Mississippi Association of Coaches is a fraternity. There are so many coaches that coach multiple sports, and this has been a really emerging sport in the state of Mississippi. Just how much has that family grown, so to speak? How many branches have kind of shot off the family tree in the last few years?
I would say, I think we have a little over 80 schools at the MHSAA level that have swimming at this point in time. The number, the ebbs and flows have kind of been there over the course of the last couple of decades since I've been involved with it. You know, obviously where we have pockets of population that are just booming, you're going to see several programs that I've seen pop up over in DeSoto County. I think they added about 8 schools just about 10 years ago, and that's just a fast-growing place. Overall, the sport also in the private school realms, independent schools that I've also picked up, and then, of course, being a part of the club coaching, you know, with Mississippi Swimming in the club coaching world, we're serving about 1,200 athletes every single day of the year throughout the various programs inside of our state. So it is a fast-growing sport. I think at the national level, it's the 10th most competed in sport for student athletes at the high school level nationwide. And Mississippi has seen its share of programs, you know, like you said, you know, coming up and then hopefully, you know, sustaining and then developing, because that's going to be our pool that we're looking at, because our goal is to be able to allow those opportunities for our best and brightest student athletes at the high school level to stay in the state of Mississippi and represent us at that collegiate level.
What has kind of tied the hands of schools that have tried it and it hasn't worked? And then for schools that are looking to bring it on, what are things that they have to, maybe a hurdle, so to speak, to use another athletic term, what's something they've got to be able to get over to be able to make it a reality in their school?
Oh, yeah, we're talking about the high school level?
High school level right now, because this is going to be so big to where you're recruiting and where you've been.
I think the biggest challenge that a lot of teams face at the school level and the club level, which is where the bulk of the swimmers come from, is finding the pool space, having the infrastructure to say, where do we even go to practice? You know, being at Oxford High School, you know, I've been blessed to be here in one of the more, you know, affluent communities. We have a lot of facilities. We don't have a swimming pool on our campus. And there's no high school in our state that I'm aware of that has their own pool facility. The biggest challenge is, where do you go to practice? I know down on the coast, you know, you have several teams who are all competing for lane space at the Biloxi Auditorium. And that's kind of the, you know, that's kind of the general thing throughout the entire state. Where I'm in Oxford, we have 4 teams who share one pool facility. And so it's just a matter of just really having the time and space to be able to, you know, put a practice on and being able to work together with the aquatics directors, any kind of the actual facility managers, working with the athletic directors, because there's so much more logistical work than maybe a different sport, you know, coaching's hard enough any sport. When you're having to do a couple of more obstacles along the way, I think that's probably the biggest limiting factor that we see.
See, we need to go back and watch It's a Wonderful Life and see how they put that pool underneath the gym floor. So we may have to get that at Clinton Gym or some of these other high schools out there, get the retracting floor. Well, Coach Gonzalez.
I wish we had more of those, absolutely.
Well, Coach Gonzalez, that was one of the key things that I was thinking about were facilities. And one thing I don't know that we've mentioned is the fact that this is the only Crusader athletic team that's going to be based out of the Tradition campus down there on the coast for William Carey. So for this new athletics program, it presents kind of a nuance there in that you're going to be at a different facility from everything else related to William Carey in the sports world, but also you have that same battle of facilities. So where will William Carey be swimming when you begin your season?
Fortunately, the Biloxi Auditorium, I have a great relationship with the parks commissioner over there, Jamie Lee, who's in charge with their aquatics program. They're going to be allowing us to station our program there. That's already been something that we've had some great conversations with. The city of Biloxi is actually extremely excited about being able to work together with us. And it's a great pool facility. I mean, it's one of the very best pool facilities in our state. They've hosted tremendous numbers of big competitions over the years, and we're actually going to be taking our club team down there. They have a huge meet coming up this weekend where we're going to have upward of 600 athletes competing down there this upcoming weekend. So it's actually a great setup for us, and we're excited to be the first sport down there. But from some great conversation, I don't think we're going to be the last sport down there. So I think William Carey is going to be doing a big thing about expanding the campuses down there, bringing more people down there, and just being able to enhance the actual college experience for the students who are down there.
Well, I got to warn you, Coach, we have a thing at William Carey of keeping coaches around for a long time. So welcome to the fold. We hope you're here for a long time.
I appreciate it.
Well, for William Carey and expanding to this sport, it makes me think back to when I was in high school. I'm a Madison Central graduate, and I know you've been familiar with their swim program for a while. Shout out to Coach Carmody. But I had a friend that was part of their swim team back when I was graduating, and he was a great swimmer, was going to compete at the college level, but in looking around at the programs that he had offers from, didn't get one from Delta State, and you look around the state of Mississippi, and the choices really weren't there. He had to go all the way to Lindenwood University to compete at that level. How big is that to add this program in William Carey here inside the state of Mississippi for not only swimmers inside the state, but also on the fringe areas around Hattiesburg and the coast?
It's not just about adding the program. We have to come in there and we have to do a good job. We have to provide that service to our student athletes. And, in the swimming world, we traditionally have some of the best and brightest minds in the classroom that we are putting in the pool. And so maybe the most exciting thing for me to be able to start that program, down on the coast was the fact that we were going to have more opportunities for our in-state athletes to be able to say, hey, if Delta State isn't where I want to go, I have a viable other option. Of course, they've been around. They're by far the most established swim program in our state at the collegiate level, and they've had some really good success at the D2 level over the years. But for us to be able to offer that, the goal is to be able to keep our best inside the state, and I can't stress that enough, because that's probably the one thing that when I was talking with DJ on and having some great conversations was wanting to make sure that our best high school athletes had the chance to stay in state. And that's what we're going to do everything that we can, is to give them the first opportunity to be able to fill these teams up over the next few years.
Coach Gonzalez, though, I'm putting myself back 20 years thinking about if I would have had that opportunity, and you get a call from William Carey Swimming and they're based out of the Mississippi Gulf Coast. It just feels like a leg up to the competition, because you're going to be the first in this state from a collegiate university standpoint at this level to be able to be based off the Gulf Coast. So many other schools from the SEC or the Sun Belt are recruiting that area. You're going to be housed in that area. And so I'm thinking, wait a minute, weekends at the beach and afternoons on the water watching the sunset and all that goes along with that. I mean, that it's got to help the sell, right?
It definitely has its perks, and where we are stationed at is actually going to be, geographically located in between some of the teams. So we're going to be looking at having to compete against immediately, teams out of New Orleans, teams out of Pensacola, teams in that general Gulf Coast area, and we're going to be perched right there, around right there in the middle of it. And our facility is going to be as good as anybody else down there. And to say that I'm not a little bit happy about being able to go back down to the coast, you know, I was born in Thibodaux, Louisiana, down the bayou. So to be able to, you know, to pick up and go to a Saints game, you know, I'm excited about that, too, from a personal standpoint. So there are a lot of positives, and I do believe that it is definitely more appealing to some Mississippi kids to be able to go down there than, say, somewhere else.
Got about a minute left, Coach, and I just want to kind of ask the same question that we asked Coach Lightsey earlier. What was it like for you experiencing that conversation with DJ Pulley and likely Dr. Burnett as well in founding this program? How easy of a yes was it for you?
I've been approached by other schools over, different high schools, different opportunities over the past few years, but none of them I thought made sense. I've been in Oxford for 8 years, and the bottom line is that it's always hard to tell people goodbye. It's hard to tell the swimmers goodbye. It's hard to tell your families goodbye, your parents, and people who you invest so much time in. And I just kind of looked at it as the opportunity was the goal for us at the high school level is to allow the opportunity for our students to have the collegiate opportunity. And so I looked at it as a graduation for me to be able to expand the opportunities for them in the next few years, to be able to keep them in state and to be able to to provide that opportunity for them later on to shoot for the goals that we have at the club level, at the high school level, for them to be able to have that in state at the collegiate level as they get older. So, you're always going to be sad to leave. You're excited about the new opportunities. I'm looking forward to it all the way around though right now. I'm 100% go for it at this point.
Well, we're encouraged to hear that from you, Coach, because it's inspiring just to hear you and your passion for swimming in the collegiate ranks. Thanks so much for joining us here this evening.
Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
All right, that's Coach Robert Gonzalez, new coach for men's and women's swimming at William Carey. We will wrap it up with you next here on Crusader Talk.
From the coaches to the student athletes and the fans that cheer them on, you're listening to Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
Last few moments here on Crusader Talk, here on a Monday evening. Glad you could join us. Caleb Hamill, Josh West, Will Tony with you. Had a great conversation with Coach Gonzalez talking about the foundation of this new men's and women's swimming team. And there's so much that goes into that. We didn't even get to the granular details of all the different events that we have to look forward to in swimming with William Carey's Tradition Campus. I cannot imagine being a high school swimmer in Mississippi, knowing that there's an opportunity to play as a collegiate athlete on the coast, staying in your home state, mm-hmm. swimming on the coast and not taking advantage of that opportunity if you're given the opportunity.
If you've ever been at those events, if you ever watched those events on TV, to me, it's like watching the races. It's like watching track and field in water. It is fantastic. It is electric. The energy that is in those arenas, so to speak, to be able to watch those events, it's so good. And again, where I wanted to go back to just for a moment is just the fact that William Carey, to have the foresight to be the first one to get a program down in that market at that level of competition, at that collegiate university level, to be able to tap into that market, which is a growing, growing market. You know, the Mississippi Gulf Coast is its own, it's just its entire own different world on the coast. And now William Carey Athletics is putting their flag down first. That's exciting.
Yeah, think with me back to the moments where you've watched Summer Olympics in the past. Like I can think back to 2012 and the London Olympics. What were the events that everybody had their eyes on?
Michael Phelps.
Yeah, Michael Phelps.
Yeah.
Now, more recently, Ryan Lochte and Katie Ledecky. But then also you think back to gymnastics, very comparable to competitive cheer. Yeah. Two of the most watched events in Summer Olympics are now becoming William Carey Athletics. In a sense, not gymnastics, but competitive cheer. The things that people love watching are the newest additions in the athletics world at William Carey. I'm excited just to have them on board, much less to be able to be a spectator for those.
That's going to be wonderful. And you touched on it. And these are the same type of conversations. These are the same type of thoughts that Dr. Burnett and that DJ are having of being able to go out and go ahead and take that leap of faith and be able to grow this thing. And the dividends are going to pay off immediately when these start, and they'll be felt for years to come.
You mentioned track and field earlier, Josh, and this is something that gets to me. You think about all the events in track and field. You think about the 4x whatever relays that you do. You have the same thing in swimming. And so basically swimming is track and field in the water.
It is.
And to have that placed on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, you think about the competitive advantage that you can have down there, because many times you can recruit literally in your own backyard, where these are people that grew up doing nothing but swimming. Nothing but swimming.
And it's going to be a little bit different type of body build, different type of athlete. It's going to provide opportunities. You mentioned how many opportunities,
yeah,
because of whether it's the freestyle, whether it's the backstroke, whether it's the breaststroke, whether it's the freestyle, all these different type, and those go into the relays and more of the distance races.
Right.
So many opportunities on the men's and the women's side for people to be able to get scholarships, to be able to further their education, and not only that, again, going to be great for fans. So the William Carey University fan base is about to expand.
Oh yeah.
That expands dollars and interest, and people with more William Carey shirts on around town. Mm-hmm. It just has the symmetry, the energy that grows from all of this.
It really is exciting. And you could hear it from Coach Gonzalez saying, I hope this is not the last athletics team that is part of the Tradition campus. I don't think it will be the last one. I'm interested to see what else we can add, because it feels like we're loading up now on all these different teams. We already have now competitive cheer, swimming. There's an archery group as well. There's all kinds of athletic groups that are a part of William Carey's fold now. And a whole lot more to come as far as the growth of the university and athletic programs. A couple final notes, programming notes for you ahead of the summer. Again, next week we will be covering an end recap of the year athletically, talking about not just William Carey's World Series run, softball teams, basketball programs, track and field, both indoor and outdoor, tennis, golf, you name it. There are a lot of high finishes for William Carey Crusader teams this season. A couple other notes to talk about. The All-America Awards were given out for baseball over the past week. R.J. Stinson was a second-team All-American. Jake Lissette and Andrew Shira were both given honorable mentions. A lot of great players at the NAIA level, up and down, and we got to see a lot of those in that World Series. A lot of great talent. The NAIA has no shortage of talent across the board. Baseball is not the only one. We've got it everywhere. Well, Josh, been a privilege to have you on today. Look forward to a couple more shows throughout the summer.
Yeah, summer's going to go quick. I'm here for it.
Sounds like a plan. Well, again, have that year-end recap. We'll also get to talk to some former athletes of William Carey, give some previews for other athletics that are coming up. 8 weeks away from volleyball starting. It'll be here before we know it, as well as soccer a couple weeks later as well. There's a whole lot going on. That'll be the inaugural season for Coach Shirley as part of the volleyball program at William Carey. So for our producer, Will Tony, my partner in crime over here, Josh West, I'm Caleb Hamill. Remember that you can catch this edition of Crusader Talk on podcast form, wherever you get podcasts, or online at supertalkhattiesburg.com. Until next time, good night, and go Saders.
Supertalk Mississippi Media Production.